For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick, in for Karel Vega.
It is an honor to serve with you and to welcome you to the first day of the 116th the United States House of Representatives.
The 116th Congress is now underway. Today, four new representatives from Michigan were sworn in, including Alyssa Slotkin of the 8th Congressional District, which includes Lansing. Slotkin is a former CIA officer who defeated Republican Mike Bishop. Her election helped turn the House of Representatives from Republican control to Democratic control. About a half hour before her swearing in, I talked with Representative Slotkin via phone from the U.S. Capitol. I asked her first about being sworn in as the federal government continues to be shut down under President Trump.
You know, this isn't just a day of celebration. We get sworn in and then we just start taking votes, a rules package, but then trying to put together a package to open the government. And I don't think there could be a more important thing for us to do as new members of Congress than to get the darn government started. So we're getting to work.
I was just going to say, you're being sworn in as the federal government shutdown continues with no end in sight. What is your position on the wall that President Trump wants to build?
Well, listen, I think we actually have the basis of a compromise if adults can get in the room, you know, kick out the media and get to work, because both sides profess to care deeply about security at the border. Both sides know that we could use more border agents. Both sides know that we could use more technology on the border. I don't personally believe we need a physical concrete wall across the entirety of the border. Our experts, our military, our homeland security folks working in the system don't believe we need that either, people working and living at the border. But we all know we need to do more to secure the border. So let that be the beginning of the compromise and come to an agreement. I think that's eminently possible if people put politics aside. That just gets hard sometimes.
In November, you told me that you didn't want Nancy Pelosi as the House Speaker. Are you disappointed that it looks like that will happen?
Well, she's going to be our next speaker. And, you know, this was never for me personal. I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone who has served, but it was really important that we expand the number of leaders who actually pay attention to Midwestern issues, jobs, the economy, wages, healthcare. And I think party leadership in general needs to be focusing more on that and talking more about that if we're going to earn people's votes. So I'm going to work with her. I'm going to work with everyone in leadership. I'm a pragmatist. And again, it wasn't personal, but I personally will not be supporting her on the floor today.
Do you have family in town to celebrate this moment?
Oh, yeah. I have a large group of family in town. My nieces are going to be coming with me onto the House floor while I'm sworn in because I wanted them to see an example of, you know, all the young women who are now going to be sworn into Congress, and their aunt included. My husband and my father will be in the gallery, and then the rest of the family will be here in my office watching on, you know, C-SPAN. And I've got I'm really particularly happy to have my husband's family in town. They are not Democrats. They've never supported a Democratic campaign. They were our Trump supporters, and they couldn't be happier about me winning, and they came up in force to support.
Representative Alyssa Slotkin, thank you so much, and congratulations on this day.
Thanks for having me. Take care now.
You can hear more of my interview with Representative Alyssa Slotkin of the 8th Congressional District, including her plans to open an office in Lansing. Listen to Current State Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. For WKAR, I'm Reginald Hardwick.